हरे कृष्णा। सो अर्जुन हैज सैट डाउन ऑन द रथ, आईज फुल ऑफ टीयर्स, अश्रुपूर्ण कुलेक्षणम, एंड हिज माइंड इज कंप्लीटली बिविल्डर्ड, डिस्टर्ब्ड एंड इज नॉट रेडी टू फाइट। एंड टू एनकरेज अर्जुना, फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम इन भगवद गीता कृष्णा स्टार्ट स्पीकिंग। वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट श्लोका दैट वी आर गेटिंग इन टू। Text number 2 of chapter 2. It goes like this. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Kutastva Kashmalamidam Vishame Samupastitam Anarya Jushtam Aswargyam Akirti Karam Arjuna. So here we see the word Shri Bhagavan Vacha is used. It's not Shri Krishna Vacha. Or Sri Rishikesha Uvacha, or Sri Madhusudana Uvacha, it's Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. And it's referring to Krishna. Whereas when it comes to Arjuna, it was Arjuna Uvacha. And then when it comes to Dhritarashtra, Dhritarashtra Uvacha. Why for Krishna, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha? There's one question. And now, what does this verse talk about? Let's see that. Kutastva Kashmalamidam. O Arjuna, where these impurities have come from? Onto you. And then he says, Vishame samupastitam. That too at this hour of crisis. And then he gives three important points. The Lord is saying, Anarya jushtam. This is not at all befitting a person who knows the value of life. This is actually prohibiting liberation. And in the next line he says, Aswargyam, your behavior is prohibiting. What is it prohibiting? Prohibiting Swarga in the next life. That is higher, going to higher planetary systems. And then the third thing that he says is, Akirti Karam. So he spoke about liberation. So this is prohibiting liberation or contrary to the liberation. And then he's saying, this is prohibiting Swarga in the next life. Now suppose Arjuna is asking, oh, all that is okay. This life is okay, right? He's saying, no, Akirti Karam. Your behavior is actually getting infamy in this life. You'll become infamous. Now you'll be deteriorated when it comes to your image. So in this way, Lord is speaking to Arjuna. And now in this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada has given lots of important concepts. Let's discuss that one by one. So many of the times, people say that, God is light, God is energy, God is this, God is that. What is really God that we have to understand? Is God really energy? Is it that God is formless or does he have a form? So what is the understanding? Let's try to understand a very important concept. One nice shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam which clears this doubt, crystal clear. It says, वदन्ति तत्त्वविदस्तत्त्वं यज्ञानमद्वयं ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानिति सभ्यते। So here it is said that the realized souls, they understand the supreme truth in three levels. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So what is Brahman? Brahman is the all-pervasive aspect of the Lord. What is Paramatma? Paramatma is the localized aspect of the Lord, you know, who is situated in each and everyone's heart. What is Bhagavan? Bhagavan is the complete understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, to understand this, a very nice analogy is given by Srila Prabhupada. So here the analogy says, if suppose someone says that I'm studying sunshine and the description of sunshine describes sun. So yes, you're correct. Description of sunshine will describe sun. But through the description of sunshine or the studying aspect of sunshine, when we study sunshine, is it the complete understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or complete understanding of the sun? No. It is correct, but it is not complete. Now suppose someone is studying sun disk. Now a person says, okay, sun disk is round And then he starts studying the color and other things. And then he says that this is a description of sun. Yes, what description you are giving is correct. But again, it's incomplete. And what is a perfect understanding of the sun? When someone studies the sun planet as a whole and try to understand each and every aspect of it, almost like entering the sun planet, that understanding is called as the complete understanding, isn't it? So three levels of understanding. What are the three levels? Studying the sunshine, studying the sun disk, and studying the sun planet as a whole. And these three levels are very much equivalent to what we're discussing. Brahman, which is like sunshine, Paramatma, which is like the sun disk, and Bhagwan, which is like the sun planet. Now, when someone says that Lord is light or energy, yes, he is correct, but he's incomplete. So this has to be very much clear. So that is the level. That's the first level, preliminary understanding of the supreme truth. Then someone says that, oh, okay, you know, he's localized Paramatma. He's there in everyone's heart. Even that is correct. But then, that's the next level of Brahman, but still, it is incomplete, incomplete understanding. And then finally, when someone talks about Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, who has a form, who has got different qualities and attributes and other things, like we discussed about sun planet, then that understanding is the complete understanding. Understanding of Bhagwan, complete understanding of the absolute truth. So in this world, when someone says that God is energy, yes, you are correct, but the understanding is not complete, it's incomplete. Anyways, we'll discuss this concept even in more detail in the next few chapters. Now let's talk about Bhagwan. So what is the definition of Bhagwan? There should be some definition of Bhagwan. Because it's very difficult in this age of Kali to understand who is Bhagwan and who is not. So what is the definition? Parashara Muni, father of Vyasadev, he gives a very nice definition. He says, Aishwaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashashriyaha jnana vairagyoschaiva sannambhaga itingana. So he's saying that a person who has got six opulences in full, samagrasya, in full, in complete, that person can be called as Bhagavan. Bhagavan can be divided into two. Bhaga means opulence, and Van means possessor. Like we say Dhanvan, the one who possesses the wealth, so he's called as Dhanvan. Similarly, the one who possesses Bhaga, one who possesses the opulences, is called as Bhagavan. So Bhaga and Van together, Bhagavan. Now, what are these six opulences he's talking about? Aishwarya, wealth. That personality who is called as Bhagwan should be complete and full when it comes to wealth. Aishwaryasya. Virya, he should be the strongest as compared to anyone in the entire creation. Then, Yashaha, fame. He should be all famous. So, till now we covered all wealthy, all strong, all famous. Then, Yashaha, then Shri, that is beauty, he should be all beautiful. There should be no one who can take over his beauty. He should be all beautiful. Then, Shri, then the next one is Jnana, fifth one, Jnana. He should be all knowledgeable. And the sixth one is Vairagya. He should be all renounced also. So these are the six qualities. So any person who possesses all these six qualities is called as Bhagwan. So we repeat, wealth, he should be all wealthy. Then he should be all strong, all famous, all beautiful, all knowledgeable, and all renounced. So these five qualities does not go with all renounced, right? So anyone who has got these five qualities will not be renounced. But the wonderful quality of Bhagwan is, he has these wonderful qualities. Along with that, he's all renounced. So in this way, we understand anyone who has got these six qualities, that person can be called as Bhagavan. Oh, and if you properly analyze, Krishna qualifies all the six. In fact, we can discuss each and every quality in detail, and that will be, you know, videos together n number of videos together. But then here, we just understand few aspects. So when it comes to wealth, he is served by Sahasra Lakshmi. When it comes to strength, he was the one who picked up the Govardhan Hill for 7 days and seven nights on his little finger of left hand. When it comes to his beauty, is Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya. He is more beautiful. In fact, he is the most beautiful personality who even enchants thousands and thousands of cupids. When it comes to Jnana, he is all knowledgeable. He knows past, present and future of every living entity. And then one simple instance of he being all knowledgeable. In 45 minutes straight, he gave entire Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Answering all questions of Arjuna very nicely. And then, you know, when it comes to his, what's the next one? Yashaha, fame. So when it comes to fame, he's all famous. 5,000 years back, he stole butter. And even today, people glorify his butter stealing pastimes, Makhan Chor. And finally renounced. Everything belongs to him. But just imagine, he has given it to us and we are using it. And even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks all these verses and finally at the end he tells Arjuna, Yatha Ichchasi Tatha Karo. Whatever you desire now, you can do that. Just imagine, after investing so much of time, he is giving full independence to the person to decide. This personality is Bhagavan. Bhagavan Shri Krishna. Now, if this personality is Bhagavan, then what about other Devi Devtas? So, Brahma is glorifying Krishna in Brahma Samhita. He is saying, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. He is saying, Ishvara. So, all the Devi Devtas are Ishvaras. They are controllers. But Parameshwara is Krishna. He is the supreme controller. And his Satchidananda Vigraha is completely spiritual. Anadir Adir Govinda is the primeval Lord. He is the start point of everything. Sarva Karana Karanam is cause of all causes, including the Devi Devtas. So here, Brahma is proving the supremacy of Krishna. He is the topmost personality. Oh, then what about other incarnations? Very nice sloka again from Bhagavatam. It says, Ete Cham Sakalapumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mridayanti Yuge Yuge. So in Bhagavatam, all the incarnations of Krishna are described. And finally at the end, the speaker of Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami, he's concluding and he says that all these incarnations are there. But who is Bhagavan Swayam? Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So in this way we understand that Krishna is that complete absolute truth. He is that Bhagavan. No one can take over him. He is that supreme personality of Godhead. Now just imagine, in the presence of Bhagavan, Arjuna is getting bewildered. He is lamenting. So Krishna is surprised. Are I am standing here. I am Bhagavan. And you are facing all this problem? So he is using this word out of surprise. Krishna is saying out of surprise. Kutastu? Where from these impurities have come on you? Now he's just asking a question. Now the next verse onwards, Krishna is going to become very heavy on Arjuna and chastise left and right. So let's see this in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.